Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. The Berlin S-Bahn has a long-standing garbage problem with litter including cigarette butts, coffee cups, liquor bottles, and even shoes littering the tracks, especially at the Warschauerstrasse and Hermannstrasse stations. According to a Deutsche Bahn spokesperson, several dozen kilograms of trash need to be removed multiple times a year, and the problem has worsened since 2021 due to a faulty track cleaning machine. Although a new high-performance machine is expected to be delivered by the end of 2026, it is unclear when it can be used. A used cleaning train from Munich's subway system is expected to assist starting from early 2024, provided the S-Bahn network can be technically adjusted for its use. In the meantime, railway employees manually remove the trash, a costly and labor-intensive task. Deutsche Bahn is hoping for a political solution, considering this a specific Berlin problem, and is seeking dialogues with the new Senate for support. But the railway tracks are the property of Deutsche Bahn Netz. There is no direct contractual relationship between the state of Berlin and the railway company. And when asked by RBB, Sarah Luhmann, spokesperson for the Senate Department for Mobility, stated that due to the lack of a direct contractual relationship, the state of Berlin cannot directly intervene in the case of insufficient cleanliness of the track areas. So ultimately, passengers will have to endure the garbage problem for a while longer until effective cleaning technologies can be deployed. Late Sunday evening, a serious accident occurred at the Kottbusser Tor U-Bahn station. A 25-year-old man suffered an electric shock in the track bed of the U8. According to police, the train stopped shortly before midnight between Moritzplatz and Kottbusser Tor due to a technical defect, and as a result, some passengers independently opened the doors and entered the tunnel track bed. The 25-year-old man came into contact with a power rail, and rescue personnel transported him to a hospital for further treatment. Per the police, both stations were then evacuated, and it was ensured that no further individuals were in the track bed. According to information from the BZ, there were tumultuous situations during this process. Overall, the police stated that the track was not operational for approximately 3 hours. The Berlin Senate plans to use the Ukraine Arrival Center in Tegel for a significantly longer period than originally planned. After the first meeting of the new Senate task force called Flight and Asylum, Berlin's integration senator Gianzella Kizilteppe stated that the center would likely be needed well beyond 2023. Previously, it had been officially decided to use the facilities until at least the end of September, with an option for extension. Currently, there is space for 4,500 refugees in Tegel, with 2,800 places currently occupied. According to calculations by the State Office for Refugee Affairs, or the LAF, the center will reach its capacity in August. Regarding underage refugees, Berlin's governing mayor Kai Wegner of the CDU emphasized that there would not be regular school places available for all refugee children in the near future. Therefore, there is a need for real learning opportunities in Tegel. Currently, there are approximately 1,600 children living there who are not attending school. The Senate estimates that up to 12,000 additional refugees and asylum seekers will need accommodation in Berlin this year. However, there are currently secured places for only a small portion of them. LAF spokesperson Sascha Langenbach predicts that finding suitable buildings will be extremely challenging in the second half of 2023. However, Langenbach remains optimistic that it can be achieved. Governing Mayor Wegner and Senator Kizilteppe announced plans to distribute the tasks of accommodating and integrating refugees more fairly. One measure includes relieving the State Office for Refugee Affairs, which is part of the Integration Administration. So far, the LAF has been responsible for tasks that should be handled by other departments, such as healthcare and educational offerings. To achieve the goal of evenly distributing newly arriving refugees throughout the city, the Senate also intends to improve communication with the districts. Wegner and Quetzaltepe promised that the selection of new refugee accommodations would not be a purely, quote, top-down process, and that the districts should have a say and be able to reject the Senate's proposals if they can suggest suitable alternatives. Senator Quetzaltepe also mentioned the possibility of financial incentives for the districts. Mayor Wegner called on the federal government to provide stronger financial support to municipalities, and he also hopes that the federal government will make more properties available for refugee accommodation. Yesterday, a fire broke out in an apartment house in Wilmersdorf, and 8 residents were severely injured, 2 of them critically. The fire started in a first-floor apartment of a 6-story building on Aachenstrasse. 2 residents jumped from the burning apartment before the arrival of the fire brigade and sustained life-threatening injuries, and 1 person had to be resuscitated. The fire spread to the apartments above, and 2 people were rescued from the second floor, while 4 others were rescued from the staircase, all with severe injuries, and were taken to a hospital. The fire department, with 145 emergency personnel on site, extinguished the flames, and approximately 30 residents received assistance from a support bus. The firefighting efforts continued into the morning hours, and the cause remains unknown. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.